Another of my favorite verses talks about how Jesus, in every suffering he endured, kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. As you move in your marriage dance and learn to depend on God as your leader, following your husband will be less difficult, not because the circumstances are easier, but because your trust in your Heavenly Father is growing. With time, you will learn how to respond with more grace when he changes direction in your marriage dance. The best dancers keep moving, even when one partner makes a misstep. Together, they trust each other to correct it on the next step or two. When a wife practices these steps of graceful trust, mistakes can become part of the beautiful whole. If your man is reluctant to lead in a particular area, say leading your family spiritually, a very common complaint for many wives, or if you're reluctant to follow, start with a quick look at your attitude. Are you letting him try to lead, or are you always correcting him so that he has given up and thinks, "Why try?" Are you frequently making suggestions or dropping hints about what he should be doing? I remember driving home from our dance lessons, amazed at how poorly I followed in dancing, which made me wonder if I did the same at home. So during the days after our classes, I would remind myself, follow. Let him lead. Respond. Be sensitive to his cues. Our dance lessons were much more beneficial to our marriage than I ever would have imagined. And we were in a good place at the time, not struggling with one another. The bottom line is that he may not be leading because you aren't letting him. It was the lesson I had to learn in our class, but also in our daily relationship. Most men will back away if they feel challenged or criticized by their wives. Remember, you can't change him. You can only change yourself. So look inside your heart. And then remind him that you love him and want to look to him to lead. Ask him questions about the direction your lives are taking as a couple, as a family, as parents, as disciples on the journey together. Whatever. And find out what he thinks the next step should be. If you disagree, discuss it, but don't press for your way. Venture into trying his. I can promise you he will not lead the way you think he should. But if you trust the